This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There are a few major takeaways from the 2025 crop season. We'll have more from AgriGold right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
This was a very eventful crop year for Iowa's corn and soybean farmers. While the variety of issues felt lower than most years, the problems that did pop up threw many farmers for a loop. John Bryan, Agronomy Division Manager with AgriGold, said crop health proved to be one of the biggest difference makers in yields.
Plant health matters. We saw this year, growers who were able to manage plant health from beginning to end saw a tremendous yield advantage. And those growers that struggled with that not only struggled in the yield standpoint, but also from an agronomic issue standpoint. So plant health matters.
Brian said it was also important for farmers to stick with their crop plans, even when things got rough.
You build a plan for a specific reason. And what I see growers do is they hit that first stress period, that first dry spell or that first cloudy spell, and growers begin to go into panic mode and want to throw away their plan. Well, you built that plan for a reason, and it's going to help you meet your farm goals. Stick with that plan. That is so, so critical.
Brian also said that starting the season early gave crops the biggest chance to be successful.
We had a beautiful early planting window in a lot of the country, and those crops were the best crops in the farm. Year in and year out, that gives us the best opportunity to have what I call input-free bushels. We're not changing anything. We're just planting it early, give that crop the most chance to be successful.
For more information, visit AgriGold.com. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at IowaAgNet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.